Johanna Tablada, Deputy Director of the United States Division of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Cuba. We just finished a 3-day wonderful event that was organized by the Center for International Politics, by the Higher Institute of International Relations, and also sponsored by the Foreign Affairs Ministry of Cuba. This is the 18th edition of this event, and during 3 days, American scholars and Cuban scholars and members of think tanks of the Academy have discussed different issues that goes from a look at the U.S.-Cuba relation, issues such as migratory issues, environment cooperation, Cuban medical cooperation, and elections 2020, recent coercive measures of U.S. against Cuba, and so on. It's a very diverse event, but it is always helpful, productive. It is always held at the end of the year, so it gives you the chance to look in perspective to the wrap-up of the year and also to think what's next. This is a very difficult circumstance, as you know. The challenges are huge. The hostility of the U.S. government has been doubled, but also the resistance of Cuba and the capacity to overcome adversity. Just today we heard about the intentions, it's already happening, I think, of Luis Almagro, again, the manager of the OAS, to hold a new provocation, new action, a new act of aggression and war against Cuban medical international cooperation. It is not surprising, but it's shameful that he will use funds that do not belong to him to go and attack the interests of the people of our region. He never fails to fail. He is always against the interests of our people, and he will always be very pleasant to the orders that he received from Washington, from the government of President Trump, that declared a war on medical cooperation, doing something that was never done before. This is a government that already crossed all the red lines of decency or indecency. They probably know better than any other country on earth what is the impact, the real impact of the Cuban medical aid all over the world. And that makes more shameful the idea that instead of helping out other countries to overcome and improve their medical and health indicators and results, they will go right after one of the few countries on earth that do what many people do, which is to go out of solidarity and the most novel purpose to assist and work shoulder to shoulder with the labor force of third world country. This is incredible. We just denounced this today at a press conference together with the heads of the Cuban collaborators and also authorities from the Ministry of Healthcare of Cuba.
And as something very weird, Johanna, is even the people of the United States, they recognize the health system in Cuba.
Even we mentioned today that even former Secretary Colin Powell, who was serving President George W. Bush, who imposed also very irrational sanctions on Cuba and coercive measure, he never went that far. By the opposite, he even recognized publicly the work that Cuba was doing in Africa, our medical personnel all over the world. So this is completely new and it's wrong and it should be condemned, and we call the entire world to condemn and stop that, because it is having a huge impact in the population, which government like Brazil also trying to please America, were against the interests of their own population. Fortunately, those are still exceptions. In fact, Cuba received 5 more demands of doctors than the one that we could provide. It is very important also to establish, due to the fact that there is a huge criminalization or a huge campaign to criminalize Cuban Medical Corporation, it is important to establish that the Cuban collaboration and cooperation abroad is based on the principle of a voluntary decision of individuals that would like to go out and serve. It is also a tradition. We are talking of 400,000 Cuban doctors that already went abroad since the 60s till the day as we speak, and that they will continue doing so because it's human, because it's important, because as Fidel used to say, it's the way that Cuba pay our debt with humanity for the solidarity that this little island always have received from the world, precisely because of those principles. So it is important to establish that they do have a salary, that they are not a slave. Their salary in Cuba remain intact for their relatives. They also receive in the countries when Cuba receive monetary compensation, because there are governments that can afford that kind of cooperation programs that are legitimate, that are established under the framework of South-South cooperation, under the framework of the World Health Organization, the Pan-American Health Organization. What is illicit is to go against that. That is a crime. And this is what U.S. is doing. So it is important to establish that it is also part of that money that goes to the Cuban medical healthcare system. That is one of the few, at least just 5 in Latin America, will put at least 6% of the GDP into healthcare. In the case of Cuba, together with education, is more than half of our budget. No other country is doing that. So U.S. has no credibility to attack Cuba. They have no credibility to come after our healthcare system that could teach them a lot. They have 87 million people without insurance or uninsured. And instead of diverting attention in their economic war with Cuba, it is also a war against the third world. They should be taking care of their own business. By the way, it is my understanding that probably the president today would be impeached by the House.
And before we end this interview with Johanna Tablada, Deputy Director of the U.S. Office of the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Cuba, Johanna, when you've been explaining all this, that's not a violation of human rights.
It is a huge violation of human rights. It is a violation of the human rights of our doctors that for the very first time have been suffering physical harassment of U.S. diplomacy. It never happened before, but it's also a violation of the human right of the populations in the entire world that are receiving the benefit of international cooperation. We are talking of places when due to the pressure like in Brazil that U.S. put, and also the shameful attitude of President Bolsonaro, for example, those are people that the day after won't have a doctor. We are talking of most of those places, there is not the condition right now to replace them. So all those indicators of infant mortality, of maternity mortality, that means that more children will die. That means that more women will die in the moment of when they gave birth. We are talking seriously, and that is a crime. And it's also a violation to the rights of the Cuban people, because there's nothing wrong with an economy that it also has among their more important sectors, the production of biotechnological products, or pharmaceutical products, and also the export of medical service. That is a very, very serious, legitimate, and honorable way to contribute also to the development of the Cuban economy. But they are going chirurgically after every single thing to demonize Cuba, to affect the image of Cuba, like they did with the horrible, false, deceitful campaign of the attacks and all of that thing that did not happen, but it hurt already a lot, the relations between U.S. and Cuba, and also with the event that we have troops in Venezuela weaponizing the Cuban medical aid, so they, from one day to the other, just because of a statement of former National Security Advisor John Bolton, they just disguise doctors of troops. And now it's the same with human rights, and it's the same with criminalizing our medical cooperation. That is by the opposite. They have zero credibility. This is a campaign that hasn't been successful, and it won't be. Nothing will erase the work of our Cuban doctor. First to go to Pakistan, first to be in Haiti in the moment of earthquake, first to be called to the World Health to go and fight Ebola, for which they were even proposed for the Nobel Prize. That's impossible to be erased because a corrupt government wanted to be.